From Jan and Dean's Dead Man's Curve to Primus's Jerry Was a Race Car Driver, the Car Crash or Motorcycle Crash song is a staple of rock and metal. This week on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, we count down the greatest crash songs of all time. Stick around.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, and we have Keith the Hawk Hawkins from down there in Nawlins. What's going on in Nawlins?
It's getting hot, man. It's getting hot. So,
did your air conditioning work?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good for you. And in my right corner in the Ramones t-shirt, we have Lily V6. What's up, Lily V6?
What's up? Did you hear about the world opening slowly this weekend?
Slowly opening.
Kind of like the creak in the door.
I was trying to think of like some, you know, some terrible joke, you know, like the legs of a whore opening slowly.
You were trying.
Like that, but I can't put it together. What? Maybe Keith will come up. Keith, you're upside down. What are you doing?
He fell.
I fell.
He fell down.
You dropped yourself.
He's fallen and he can't
get
up.
I fell and I couldn't get up and now I'm up now. So good. I'll just try to stay this way.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're erect.
God.
There's something about the dude, that purple little pill just does wonders for me.
They're not purple anymore, dude.
They
changed them because I think they changed because of the stigma. So because your girlfriend doesn't know.
Why do you know this?
Doesn't know. They just look like regular pills.
Why do you know that?
Somebody told me.
Mm-hmm. You heard it from a friend.
I'm asking for a friend, but how do you know that?
Heard it from a friend.
I knew you were going to do that.
Heard it from a friend who said Viagra changed the color. Well, so, anyway. What's going on, everybody? Do you guys watch any cool movies? Listen to any new records? Like, what's going to go on? What's happening? Speak to me.
Lou watched a new movie for himself over the weekend.
Lily showed me this movie. And I was deeply touched and moved by it. It was very good. It's an old movie from 1985 called Mask with Eric Stoltz and Cher.
I've seen it many times, yes, as the... The awesome acting skills, also the coolest dude on the planet, Sam Elliott.
Yes, and
he saw it for the first time.
I've never seen it before. I was wildly impressed with it. It's very touching.
Oh, it's a very good movie.
Yeah, make sure you have a box of Kleenex with you.
I didn't know he would react.
So. I was like, oh, you know me. I'm a weepy old dago. I
mean, one of the best parts about the movie is Cher doesn't sing, which is good, too.
No, she does sing. There's a scene. They're like around.
It's like a fireside song.
Yeah, they're singing around a campfire.
Yeah. But that's it. Nothing like.
She doesn't like burst.
No show tunes or anything.
Definitely that movie is definitely a sad ending. It's a tearjerker. That's all.
Do you believe in life after love?
All right. You've had enough. Coffee.
I just started.
I also was just watching Shag, like I told you, and it's a dance movie about the Carolina Shag, and I just love it. It's nostalgic. From 1989.
Okay. Good 1989. Yeah. Cool. All right. It's not the movie I was thinking of. I was thinking of Shampoo.
Oh, okay.
From the 70s.
Yeah,
when
no,
you
no,
said
no.
that, I got the sha sounds confused. It happens sometimes. But so, did you watch anything good this week, Keith?
No.
No.
I honestly haven't watched it. I don't even know the last time I watched a movie I've seen. Like, I've been watching a lot of movies that I've seen a bunch of times. Because the cable company here is called Cox Cable, COX, and it's the worst cable company probably in the history of mankind. I don't know. I'm going to take a guess and say it's definitely in the top.
I'm going to have to buy some DVDs. I'm going to buy some DVDs and send them to you. I think that's what
I have a shit ton of DVDs, but I've seen them all before.
Well, these will be ones you haven't seen. And just promise me when you watch Happiness that I just want you to I need your assurance that we'll still be friends afterwards.
We'll be fine. I'm gonna watch that Squalla movie probably too soon.
I haven't seen that. Now that I haven't seen
it looks a little messed up.
It looks right up your alley. When I heard about that, when I saw the review for it, I'm like, this is a Keith movie. So you have to watch it and tell me if it's any good. So anyways,
guys, I might watch it tonight. Okay. And I'll let you know.
You watch it tonight. You let us know. We're going to start. We always start off with a band, and this is no exception. This is a band that way back Kevin and I fell in love with on the Louisiana Rock and Roll Circus. They're a progressive rock band from Pittsburgh.
All right.
And they have a great name. Here's their name. We came from space.
Do you have to say it like that?
I have to say it like that.
I wasn't sure.
Say it like that. So it's got that old sort of like 50s science fiction kind of vibe to it. They're great songwriters, great band. Dave Brizard is a phenomenal songwriter and guitar player. So check them out. This is the new We Came from Space on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We Came from Space. The track's called Facade. Dave Brizard tells me that they are releasing it like next week, so it should be on all the places. Let me give you the website. For those guys, you want to go to wecamefromspace.net. I'm sorry, it's wecamefromspace.net. I love, was that a Prophet 5 synth in there, dude? That was that like early, like 80s, late 70s, early 80s synth stuff, dude. That was like, you don't hear that.
I'm just going to tell you one thing right now. I'm being straight up honest. That's one of the best songs you ever played on the podcast ever. It's just got a, it's a breath of fresh air, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I like most stuff you play. I mean, I love all bands because anybody can write an original song. I mean, you got it. You know what I mean? I mean, some of them are great. Some of them, most of them don't do shit. At least if you can write, you can write. It is right. What it is. But, that's really cool. That's like a throwback sound, but like a very cool sort of like 80s proggy sound. Yeah, it's definitely something I haven't heard you play much. I mean, I've never heard that band before, so my first impression was it was just like a very cool song. So I'm definitely impressed. It has a very, it sounded like, even from on the phone, it sounded like it was well produced. It sounds like very, like the,
well, it's very clean.
Sounds good. You know, yeah, so that's a, the playing was awesome. All the instruments, you know, everybody, you know, the musicianship was good. The vocals were definitely very Peter Gabriel-ish. Had almost like a Joe Jackson beginning. Then it went into a Genesis Peter Gabriel thing. It was pretty freaking awesome. So I like it.
Yeah, it was good stuff. So check those guys
out. I'm going to go to space now.
Yeah. Wecamefromspace.net. Go check those guys out. Local boys making good. So there have been these songs about crashes. Now, a couple weeks ago, we did a show on Meatloaf, and you know, there's no big surprise. The song "Bat Out of Hell" is about a motorcycle situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have anything on that, Lily?
Yeah, it's up here. "Bat Out of Hell," 1979. Meatloaf. Like you said, we obviously talked about it a few weeks ago, and that was what inspired the topic for tonight. Written by Jim Steinman and inspired by a teenage tragedy, which a lot of these sort of car motorcycle crash songs are inspired by. And he just wanted to write the most extreme car crash song of all time, or vehicle crash of all time.
That's what, okay. And that's
go,
it. Let's say, Keith, you got a favorite crash song or anyone you want to mention?
I don't really have a favorite. I mean, once I did some research on this, I was amazed how many friggin' songs were written about Jay Mansfield's death. You could probably do an entire podcast about that.
Legit.
So, yeah, I'm going to go, which is a kind of a, definitely a throwback song from one of those like alternative, you know, bands in the beginning days of alternative music, whatever you want to consider that. But I'm going to go with Kiss Them For Me by the Susie and the Banshees.
Love that song.
Which is actually a very cool song because I've heard it on 120 Minutes, like on MTV, 120 Minutes. Remember, they used to have it on Sunday nights. And you would listen to it and try to stay up and drink coffee and sniff glue or whatever you had to do to keep you going. And I would watch that because they would play bands you never heard before. And you were like, oh, this alternative thing's got, you know, it's got some legs to it. So now, but you would hear that song a lot. And I never really understood where it was coming from. But then when I did the research, I was like, oh, there you go. So that's a cool song, but I didn't know what it was really about. So now I do, and I'm going to put that on my list.
And that song was actually their most successful in the U.S., Susie and the Banshees.
That definitely makes sense. That's the only song I know by the band. So.
Well, I know that's actually one of my favorite sort of that era kind of bands. Susie is like one of my favorites. So I know a lot of their songs, but this one's definitely my favorite by them for sure. And It starts out with like what she loved, like Jane Mansfield loved the parties and the champagne and her pool and partying it up. And then it ends with sort of her death in 67, the car crash. So.
I don't know if she was that young either. It says she was 34 in the little Wikipedia thing I was looking up. Mm. She's 34 and already cashed it in, which is, you know, is terrible. But
yeah.
So I guess it's my turn to say one.
I guess.
It's a double shot weekend here at the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Wow.
This is kind of a double shot. This is Wreck on the Highway by Roy Acuff as well as Bruce Springsteen. Now, it's not the same song. It's not a remake. Roy Acuff's song is his own song. Bruce was inspired and wrote. Now, do you have something about that on your list?
The Bruce one.
Yeah. So. Could you have something about that on your list? Do you have a history of that? Or
It describes a man who witnesses a hit-and-run auto accident on like this deserted, rainy highway. And he's like sort of haunted by the vision that he saw, and he can't really sleep. And then he just realizes everyone's time is limited to make your mark or love someone or be the person you want to be in life. basically what that's about.
Yeah. I always thought it was. I always thought that was a cool song. And I like the fact that, you know, it's a it is a nod to the Roy Acuff song, which is a completely different song,
right.
But it was a sort of like inspired. He was like, I could do a Wreck on the Highway song too. I have a really good one that I did not see on any lists, but I'm going to wait till a little bit later.
Okay.
So what do you got next?
I'm just going to go ahead and throw Dead Man's Curve out there to get it away. 1964, Jan and Dean. This is one of the most famous teen tragedy songs of a street race gone wrong. The story is the singer has his Corvette Stingray, which is my favorite car, and the other driver's in a Jaguar. He challenges him to a drag race. It goes into like all this detail about where the race actually happened in Hollywood, started at like Sunset and Vine. The song ends with the singer relating his last memories to a doctor. And this one has like the screeching and the crashing sound effects in it, which I think is pretty cool when they add that in that those types of songs. But what's interesting about this song is Jan Barry of Jan and Dean was in a car crash in his Stingray near where the song takes place, like two years after it happens,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which put him in a coma for over 2 months, and he recovered from brain damage and partial paralysis. But it kind of like actually happened to him, although he wasn't racing. He just hit a parked car, which is kind of sad.
Wow.
It's I was going to mention that, and they did a made for television movie about it called Dead Man's Curve.
That's cool.
And it is about, you know, their sort of like rise to fame,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually their fall, and they went to do a comeback. Now I don't know if this is how it actually happened in real life, but in the movie they would go out and they had who was the one who was in the car wreck?
Jan Barry
was in the car wreck. They had his parts taped, and he would mouth them. He was lip singing, and lip syncing. And there was a very sad moment where the tape they played with the Beach Boys and the tape broke, and everybody knew immediately that it was fake, and people booed.
Oh,
and it
that's
was really
sad.
Now, the way they portray it in the movie is that Dean helps him, and he does, and they start singing right there, and then it's like a big, like everybody claps and like, yeah, you're great. I don't think that's actually what happened, but he did recover and they did continue on.
Mm-hmm.
That type of, by the time they got going again, though, their time had sort
it
of passed.
It was sort of too late.
Yeah,
at
it was
that
a little
point.
Too late, but they did go and do the oldies tours, and you know they would open for the Beach Boys and things like that, so they were, but it did really cut into their heyday. They were having this big success, and you know, Dead Man's Curve got them, unfortunately. So what do you got, Keith?
I'm gonna have to go one more for the Jane Mansfield thing and go with LA Guns, Ballad of Jane. So it's pretty much about that too. I mean, so that's a song I knew that's what that song was about, but then I, like I said, the Susie and the Banshees one I had to research a little bit. But you're gonna, like I said, you could there was quite a few songs written about her death. So I mean, you know,
people loved her.
So the untimely death of, so we're gonna go with Ballad of Jane by LA Guns as another pick.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit, Lily? I need to put something in here.
I really don't have any information on that song because I didn't pick it on my list, but it is one of my favorite LA Guns songs, and it's very sad to listen to. It's one of their slower. Sort of, I wouldn't call it a ballad, but it's one of their slower songs, and it's pretty.
that was a hit for them, though, right?
Yeah.
I think the most powerful lyric in that song is "Now she's breaking hearts in heaven."
Yeah.
So there you go.
You're cut
instantly
off.
Teared up.
You're done.
You're done. I just posted it on the group, so you guys. I told everybody I would post it in the group so they could find it. So this is where we are. So come over and hang out with us. This is just how it's going to be. We're on YouTube. Facebook has banned us temporarily.
They don't like us.
They don't like us.
Well, they don't like Lou.
So we're going to come back and talk about talk about some more Crash songs and some other stuff. So I hope you guys continue to hang out with us. Shout out to our sponsors. That's what I forgot, though. Is it my card over there somewhere? Here it is. That's what I forgot to do. I was so excited because Keith was on that I forgot to mention Wolf's Customs. You want to go to wolfscustoms.online. No sense of going on stage with a boring guitar painted the same color as every other guitar. You know, sunburst, whatever.
Or snare drum.
Or any drum. Kick drum. Tom's, all of them. Get them all done. Yeah. But talk to our buddy over there, Chris Thunderwolf Dodson at Wolf's Customs, and he will set you right up right now. And he'll do a great job. They do a lot of different styles, too. So check him out. If you go to wolfscustoms.online, they can give you all the details. You can see a lot of great examples. Also, thank you to Rock Rage Radio. We do appreciate them carrying the show. And if you're listening on Sundays there, we do appreciate it. But don't forget to join us live, and you can find out more about that at loulombardirocks.com. Well, I tell you what, we're going to come back here in a few minutes to talk about some more music, but let's play a little bit of music. Speaking of Lou Lombardi, he keeps writing to me, can you play one of my songs? So I'm like, okay. This is The Killing by Lou Lombardi, Strangelove on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Lombardi Strangelove. Go to lulombardirocks.com. You can find out more about that. Open the show with We Came From Space. WeCameFromSpace.net. And I'm drinking Merlot.
I'm not drinking any effing Merlot.
And
what? Did you ever see that?
I love that movie.
You know that?
What movie?
That movie's great. We watched Sideways. That like 100. We've seen that 100 times. Lou, you got to watch that movie.
I have it. I'll bring it over.
Sideways.
No, that movie is truly entertaining. Paul Giamatti rolls in that movie, and so does Paul Mercedes.
With the guy from
Wings. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. I've seen bits and pieces of it. Yeah, it's old. That's old movie.
I love that movie.
It's probably from the 90s. That movie's truly entertaining.
I love that movie. Sorry, I had to say it.
It's freaking hilarious, and it's just got a lot of just. It's entertaining from start to finish. It's one of the movies that under the radar movies that should
sure is.
Have probably been bigger.
What's it called again?
Sideways.
That's right.
I have it.
We got Build the Scene watching.
Oh, hey.
I posted the link, Bill, in the group. So if you're in the group, you can find the link. If you're not in the group, you're screwed.
Shame on you, first of all.
And Lily post. Did you post it?
I posted it on Rock Rage Live.
So you guys have to just migrate. Sorry, the Gonna have to work Facebook. For it tonight, oh kids. My God, we can't believe Facebook. I'm scared. It's weird. YouTube upsets me.
All right.
So we are talking about Crash songs. Crash, boom, bam.
Boom goes dynamite.
And boom goes the dynamite. Dynamite! So, Lily, who's next? Lily's going to say something.
I'm going to go super heavy this time and do Shredded Humans by Cannibal Corpse.
That just sounds crazy!
It is actually kind of crazy. It's from 1990. The lyrics of this song, if you haven't heard it or if you maybe can't understand them, it goes into very great graphic detail of what happens to a family inside of a car that crashes, and also the reaction of the other driver. The other driver was like some sort of a psychopath that deliberately ran into this other car, and I don't want to describe any of the lyrics. You just have to go look at them, but it's very disgusting. The name Shredded Humans.
So you're talking about a disgusting song.
Yes. I love this song, though.
Wow.
it's very, very gore-ridden. So... It's bloody, and there it is. What are you doing? It talks about intestines and blood and eyeballs and glass, and yeah. And there it is. Wow.
I knew I had a car crash sound effect somewhere.
But this happy family is like driving down the road coming from the beach, and this other guy decides, I'm going to kill this whole family of five. Oh, and what the lady was pregnant, who was like in the passenger seat, and the baby dies too. It's very graphic.
Jeez, I don't even know what to say now. I'm about to go.
Wow, you actually brought the whole podcast down.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna go.
They're all tragedies. Stop.
Tragedy. When a feeling's gone and you don't know why.
I had to include the heavy, heavy death metal stuff. Come on.
No, we have to put metal in here. That was the advertisement.
We have those people that like that stuff. You need to stop.
I always forget that I have this. I only remember like every fourth podcast that I have these sound effects that I could play for people. So. All right, Keith, what you got? What you got, Keith? You got something right, for me, Mr. Keith?
I was going to pull out a very odd one that ends in a car crash. Well, the whole song is not about a car crash, but it ends. If we're going to go heavy, I'm going to do Dead in the Ditch by DRI.
Nice. I don't have history on it, but nice. I like that song.
Which is a pretty self-explanatory song. It's, about just partying down and ending up in a ditch and being dead. So,
wow.
Although I can say that I'm sure that I've only heard when I was younger, I had a couple of DRI cassettes, believe it or not. And I think that they probably were easier. Their lyrics were easier to decipher than Cannibal Corpse, but I don't know. Maybe.
Probably.
Maybe. Probably. Probable, but not possible. I don't know. Possible, but not probable. Who knows?
It's probably on the same level.
They were a little bit more. They were a little bit more punkish. Yeah. Though, I mean. So.
It's your turn, Lou.
Okay, I'm gonna do one. This is probably really obvious. Thank you, Mr. Obvious. James Dean by the Eagles.
Nice. That's a good one. I didn't even think of that one.
I did not have that one at all.
Yep. It's about James Dean, who died in a car crash. And the whole song is about the car crash. But it is about this idea of, James Dean being so cool and so awesome. And how everybody wanted to be James Dean. And then he sort of he died in a crash instead of you know, kind of going on, and you know, be, he had a, one of those guys that had, like, I said, had so much potential, and he was going to be this, he could have been that. And it's like he's like one of those he's like one of those rock stars that died at 27. That where everybody said, well, what would he have done had he continued? You know,
well, maybe he should have driven his car so wildly all the time, and he'd still be alive.
Thanks, the girl, mom.
Who drives the same way.
You sound like my mom.
I've actually been in, not to get off too off topic, but I've been in two car wrecks that are probably the second. The first one I was in, they did say, the fact that you're alive is a miracle. And I did say, thank you very much. It was, if I was, they also said, if I wasn't so drunk, I probably would have died. So thank you. So I can thank two things, God and alcohol.
Wow.
There you go. Thank you. And yes, in that order, I don't guess. I don't know.
Wow. So my next, is my turn?
Sure.
Okay, my...
Because I think I was the only ones I have.
So, okay, yeah. Well, my next song is relating to my shirt, 7-Eleven by the Ramones. And I absolutely love this song. It's got that whole doo-wop sort of feel of the old Teen Tragedy songs from the past with, like, a punk twist, obviously, because it's the Ramones. But you definitely feel all the emotions of, like, the love that this little couple has at the beginning of the song. They're going and doing things together. And then it takes a horrible turn towards, like, the last two verses with the car crash killing his true love at the end and basically saying it crushed his soul. So they're all tragic.
Get
so I don't
out
hear
of
that.
Town.
Shut up.
You get out of here with that.
James, get out of town and all that. You know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. It's a beautiful song.
It's hey, Lily, do a beautiful thing, huh? Do a beautiful thing. Wow.
I'm hanging around too many Italians.
I
it's
know,
a problem.
I know. So I do have
another.
I do have. Who's next? Keith, you next?
Keith's sure, next. Man. Whatever. I'm gonna go outside the genre and go a little hip hop if you don't mind. I'm gonna do "Stand" by Eminem, which actually started as a song about an obsessed fan. At the end, he does crash his car into a freaking telephone pole with his pregnant girlfriend in the trunk. So if Lily didn't bring the podcast down with her kennel,
there it is.
Shit, that I will bring it right down with that. So
that's actually a really great song.
It's actually, well, Eminem is one of them guys that just, you know, he's polarizing and you either like him or you don't, but it's like he has a couple things going for him. He can affect people and he can rap. So, I mean, it's just one of them things.
Mm-hmm.
So he's done both pretty well because whatever he talks about, he knows how to put it and he spits rhymes.
It's very poetic for hip hop.
Oh, yeah.
Like very poetic.
All right.
I mean, there's great rappers who look at Eminem and go, damn, that dude can, that Caucasian can rap. So
right?
That's all I can say.
Rapping like a Caucasian.
Wow.
I don't know. I have no comment on rap because I don't know what is good rap and what is bad rap.
Your opinion anyway.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, I can tell you. I can tell you. Listen,
well,
Lily, great rap.
Well, Keith can always tell you if you're wrong about your tastes.
No, I mean, I just have taste. I mean, my certain taste is, I mean, there's great music and great artists in every genre. I just don't want to, we're not doing that right now, so I'm not going to get into it. That could take 45 minutes right there.
Right, legit. it's your
okay. I'm gonna pick another one. This is again a pretty obvious one, but this was a hit, I believe, in the 60s, 50s, 60s, by Wayne Cochran.
That's right.
And then it became in 62, and then it was also by Frank Wilson.
Yep.
J. Frank Wilson.
And then Pearl Jam hit with it many years later. Last Kiss. It's falsely inspired by a December 1962 incident in Barnesville, Georgia, in which several teens were killed but too seriously injured when their car struck a flatbed logging truck. Song was actually written in 1961.
There's so many years going on in that.
So yeah, I mean, it's probably a song that based on just the general idea of something that happened and not necessarily about something specific. Because, you know, you could, you know, that's what makes the song great. It can be, it's specific enough, but it's also got a sort of like relatability to everybody. You know, it's the kind of thing that makes you think about, you know, somebody you love who was killed in a car wreck. And then where do you go from there? You know, and you just, you know, so it's a very sad song. I think that Pearl Jam's version is absolutely terrible. I think it's one of the worst things, not only that Pearl Jam ever recorded, but one of the worst things ever recorded ever in the history of recorded music.
It's 'cause it's Pearl Jam.
So please don't damage your ears by going and listening to it. So if you must listen to it, I think it's cheesy kind of song and kind of melodramatic as it is. So, you know, Pearl Jam just, you know, this is horrible.
You shouldn't be listening to Pearl Jam anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Lily says you shouldn't be listening to Pearl Jam in the first place. What's wrong with you?
I like their first two albums.
I don't like, I'm not a Pearl Jam fan.
So what do you got?
The next one on my list is going to be Leader of the Pack by the Shangri-Las. I mean, they sang it, they didn't write it. But this is going to sound wrong, but it is a fun song to listen to. It's not a fun song in general. It's a sad song. It's one of the well-known teen tragedy motorcycle crashes about Betty, a girl in love with Jimmy, the leader of the motorcycle gang. And Betty's a good girl and Jimmy's a bad boy. And her parents totally disapproved of the whole relationship. And she finally had to break it off with him. And he's like so sad and like distraught about this that he goes riding off crazy on his motorcycle because men are irrational sometimes and do stupid things. Sorry.
You have men mixed up with the other sex, women.
I think we all do irrational things in our own way. However, men do this driving fast thing when they're mad. I have that from experience. So that just sent him over the edge and he crashes motorcycle in the rain and dies. Twisted Sister actually did a cover of it.
That's right. I knew somebody did it.
Which I don't love, but I like because I do like Twisted Sister. And they read it in 1985, but it was the female who dies in a car crash in their version. So, and the video actually, I'll take that back. The video alludes to her not dying, just getting into the car crash. So,
Did you ever see the movie As Good As It Gets?
Well, like once, a long time ago.
Well, he's a writer of romance novels, and he gets cornered by this woman who says, "How do you write women so well?" And he says, "I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability."
Wow.
And a penis.
Great line. That's all I'll say about that. Keith Keithenheimer, what do you got up there?
We're all here. Jerry Was a Race Car Driver by Primus is a song
I was waiting for that one.
In a terrible crash when he had too many cold beers one night and wrapped himself around a telephone pole. Well done song. I think it almost like in a band that definitely defies genre and does their own genre because they are Primus. And Les Claypool just does this thing and writes a song about a guy that pretty much just masters his ride eventually at the end, which is a very funky, heavy, you know,
it's a good jam
song. It's great. It's a great jam.
I did not
know. Tragically ending, but it's a great jam.
I did not know that that was a tragic song. I never really paid it too close attention to the words.
He was
like rocking out to it. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, just not to question anything, but it's like Jerry was a race car driver, so it means he was definitely at one point. He probably was a race car driver. Now he's freaking dead. So,
I thought maybe he just retired, Keith. Not everybody dies.
Yeah, but I mean,
some people just retire. Not everybody pulls a Dale Earnhardt. Okay.
Oh my god!
Yeah, but I'm just saying, after that whole like ending line of he did have one too many cold beers one night and wrapped himself around a telephone pole, he might have survived that, but I really doubt it.
I never picked up one lyric from it. I was just always like, yeah, Primus, who's that bass? Brain. I love Brain. I'm going to change my name to Brain legally.
No, you're not going to do that.
Brain's not on that track though.
I know it's sad. I cry. That's why I don't know the words because Brain's not on.
Because he doesn't care.
Brain's not on. I can't listen to it.
That's Tim. That's Tim Herb Alexander on that.
Herb.
I like the name Herb.
Let's do one more. Then we'll play a song.
That's you, bro.
Me. I got nothing.
All right, well, I'll do one.
Come on, man.
Oh, no,
I'll do one. I'll do one. Lily probably hates this band.
It's on my list. Damn it. No, go ahead. I'll do the history. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I got another one. I got a better one.
I have that one, too.
Never mind. Then do them, because I don't want to take away your thunder.
No, you're fine. Go do it.
Life in the fast lane. Show to make it lose your mind.
You don't even like the Eagles, do you?
No, I love the Eagles, but I just love that line from The Big Lebowski. Mm. I hate the Eagles. I just love saying that. So anytime somebody posts something about the Eagles, if you post something about the Eagles on Facebook, I'm going to post that meme from The Big Lebowski just because I love The Big Lebowski. It doesn't have to do with the Eagles. Great song about... It's not... The crash, I always believed in Life in the Fast Lane, in my opinion, is more metaphoric.
It's, yeah.
It's about, it's like they're using the crash idea about them crashing because they're on, they're like living life in the fast lane. They're doing tons of drugs. They're, you know, they're partying really freaking hard. And, you know, that sort of, you know, didn't see the stop sign, took a turn for the worst. I mean, I think it is a crash song, but it's a kind of metaphoric.
Well, do you want to hear the backstory on it?
And I do in a second. And I will give you one other thing about that song is that riff was a guitar exercise that Joe Walsh wrote. He was just practicing. And
don't musicians hate that?
And he's just he was just something he came up with just to practice alternate picking. And it is a little tricky thing to play. And it was Henley who said, what is that? Because he says it's like a guitar. No, play that again. That's a song. And that's how those guys work. That's how Henley and Fry would work, man. They could just hear it. It was just in the air and they would grab it and create it. What do you got on that?
Okay, so Glenn Fry was actually in a car with a drug dealer called the Count. That's a great name.
Wow.
I love it. A drug right. dealer named the Count.
Well, he asked him to slow down when they were
calling
in the car.
Me the Count because I love to count things.
One smack.
Well, he asked
one little beanie. Two little upper.
Anyway,
sorry.
He asked him to slow down in the car, and the Count says, "What do you mean? This is life in the fast lane." So that's where that came from. And then they made it about a couple crashing.
No, that's how those guys work. They could just like
song.
It was a very Bonnie and Clyde song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's got that whole vibe to it as well. It's probably my favorite Eagles song.
I like that one a lot.
Because it's just so badass. It's like the heaviest thing they've ever done. It's groovy. It's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I like Them Shoes, too. But that's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Them Shoes is a groove.
Them Shoes. Them Shoes. But you can't have a car crash in Them Shoes.
Wow.
So let's play a song. This is Reign of Z. We're going to come back. Yeah. And we'll crash it with Keith and Lily.
My little favorite of mine.
Betrayals, burn, I'm so sick and tired.
Okay, everybody. Reign of Z. Love that band. They are, again, one of those staple bands of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Reignofz.com. Go check them out. Open the show with We Came From Space. That's wecamefromspace.net. Played a little Lou Lombardi Strangelove. You go to loulombardirocks.com. We're going to wrap up with Blindstone here in a little bit. But we are talking about bands, or excuse me, about songs about crashes. Car crashes, motorcycle. Nobody came up with a, we had metaphoric crashes. Nobody came up with a boat crash. Well, you could direct.
I got one.
Go ahead.
I think it's pretty obvious, though.
What is
it? You want to do it? You can do the honor.
I was going to say the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
That's the best one.
Gordon Lightfoot, right?
Oh, yeah. But did you ever hear there was a comedian years ago? I don't even know if they're still around. Was like, I had a party at my house once and everybody was like really drunk and they were like obnoxious, they're spilling shit, they're messing on my carpet, which I just got. And what I did throughout the party was I went over to the turntable and I put on a record of Edmund Fitzgerald and it cleared the entire party out, because it's like, that's the saddest song in the world. It was like, because everybody's drowning like rats in the water, and you basically just have to leave at that point. So when he played that song, 5 minutes after he put that on, everybody was like, okay, man, gotta go. So he cleared the entire party out.
And then they all crashed their cars.
Yeah, so the record of Edmund Fitzgerald is definitely the ultimate boat sinking song, we'll say.
Gordon Lightfoot. I used to play in a band with a guy, and that was always the joke. Like, you know, we would tell the bar owner, "Hey, look, if you want us to get the people out of here, we'll just do the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and everybody will leave." It was everybody. That's kind of like in the music business. That's kind of like one of those, like, you know, it's a dirge. It really is.
It definitely is. It's that slow, like 6/8 sort of like slow funeral dirge. It'll just like, you want to just go get done wherever you're at. You want to get somewhere else because it's like, oh Christ, are going to play this now?
It is also very. There's like 29 verses. It's like crazy.
29.
It's almost as bad as the Day of Music Died.
But I was gonna say, God damn you! That was on my list.
Which has way too many. I've mentioned this on one past podcast. You could have one podcast about songs that has way too many freaking lyrics.
That's one of them.
It just never stops. It's like, okay, don't we get the point?
But that is a song that's on my list because it is about the death of rock and roll,
which is tragedy. It's definitely a tragic song.
But yep, the Big Bopper.
If Dawn comes out and plays live, if he does anything like today, he would come out and play live. He plays that song and he'd like to good night, thank you. That's it.
27 minutes long.
It's not 27.
Yeah, that shit is just too long. Dawn, take it easy.
But it's about the airplane crash that killed the Big Bopper, Ritchie Valens, and of course the amazing Buddy Holly, one of the most important musicians in rock. Very tragic song. I'm going to get a little misty. American Pie by Don McLean. I know you guys think it's too long. It is personally one of my favorite songs of all time.
It's a good song. It's just too long.
It's a great song. It's just too freaking long for me. My attention span is not that long.
So, American Pie.
American. I love when I get you started on things like that.
It's not American Hair Pie, Lily, okay?
What? Stop that.
Oh, hair pie.
All right, you've had enough.
Oh, no.
What's that from?
No, that's from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
The next one on my list is the one you were going to do, which typically I don't like 90s bands. However, Lightning Crashes by Live in 1994 is one of my favorite bands and one of my favorite songs. And it's commonly misconcepted of what it's about, and I can understand why, because the video is really confusing. But many people think it's about a mother dying who's giving birth to a baby.
That's what I always thought it was.
That's not what it's about. It's about a woman who dies in a car crash by a drunk driver, and she's able to provide her organs to someone who needs them, who is dying. And the baby in the video is just supposed to represent new life, is all that really is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at you with your research and everything.
I know, right? But I do love...
Plus, I think it might be the only rock song in history that actually... Maybe the only song ever to actually use the word placenta.
Yeah. I don't know why that even needed to happen, but whatever.
Not many things rhyme with placenta, but that is... that they managed to throw that in there somehow.
Yes.
The magenta placenta.
Wow. Stop.
Yeah, I just don't have to say...
Stop.
If I had my own band, I would call it Keith and the Placentas.
It's not bad.
That's just why you don't have your own band.
Exactly.
Really, Lou? Come on. All the names you've come up with, I can't.
Hey, hey, here's the greatest name ever, right here.
So you got that? Is that going to be that's for real now?
I don't know.
He hasn't decided
I ain't talking about it. I don't want to talk about it. It's too disturbing.
You should name your band Free Beer. That always gets people in the house. Just saying.
Live just saying girls.
Live Nudes. Name your brand Live Nudes.
Oh, wow.
There it is. Hey, if you want to go that route, that's a great name. So be quiet.
It's called the band Blackface.
Wow, we fired.
What are you going to sing, fucking Swanee? Come on.
It's your turn, Lou.
Oh, no. No, it can't be my turn.
It's Keith's turn.
It's Keith's turn.
I don't want to take a turn. I'm tired of it. No. Tired of we're going to do airbag.
Wait, we're almost done. We got like 5 minutes. So each got what this. I can't believe we wasted an hour like goofing off talking about.
I thought it was very productive. We always get shit done.
We named a lot of damn songs.
I never felt so unprepared for a podcast in my life.
I'm almost expending my entire list, which is rare. I usually have so much shit, I'm like, whatever. But Airbag by Radiohead is the actual about a car crash that somebody survived, though.
See, that's a good
the airbag hit their life. There you go. Wow. So it's still about a crash, but it didn't end as tragic as you would think because they had an airbag.
Why is that funny?
It's your delivery, dude. You're being really funny. It's your delivery.
I just can't help myself. That's my natural.
What
delivery.
Are you funny like a clown?
What do I amuse you?
No, just the way you tell the story, you know.
No, what do you
mean? Wait, hold on. Whoa, why am I funny? Why am I funny? What's so funny about me?
You too. I can't even handle you.
What do you got, Lily?
My last
almost
one.
Almost had him. You stutter and prick you. No good.
Wow. My last one is Don't Pass Me by the Beatles, 1968. First solo composition written by Ringo Starr on the White Album. It's got that country rock sort of feel to it. It's about a man waiting for his girlfriend to show up. She hasn't. He's wondering if she still loves him. But in reality, she was in a horrific car accident that left her body mangled. Ooh. And he feels pain for doubting her.
Wow.
And there it is.
I'm going to put one more out here.
Okay.
And please do not stone me.
I'm gonna
yell at me, hate me for the rest of my life.
Is it the one I think it is?
Keith, please don't be mad.
It's gonna be the okay. Is it?
Wait, what are you gonna do? You already said last kiss. You can't really think any deeper.
No, it is Hoobastank.
Oh,
the reason.
That was my freaking wedding song. Is that about a car crash for real?
And the reason is you. Yes.
Samantha, our wedding song about a car crash. Sorry, baby. We have to do it again.
They're going to get
invite us.
Remember the reason? Come here for a minute. Remember the reason by Hoobastank I played at our wedding? It's about a car crash. I effed it up, babe. Sorry. I should have did more research.
Wow, your whole marriage is based on like some kind of falsehood.
Our marriage is based on a lie now. I thought it was a love song. It's not. This is horse shit.
Okay.
People picked worse songs.
So we have to put this. See, we're talking about doing like trailers for the podcast. That's perfect.
Right there.
Yeah.
So did you mark it?
Tune in here. Keith, tell his wife that their marriage is based on a lie.
She's sleeping, I think.
It was 4 minutes to the end of the podcast.
Oh, God. So. Okay, guys, let's get the hell out of here. Ludini, we're going to hang out for a little bit live. We're gonna end the podcast. We're going to hang out for a few minutes and BS for a little bit with you guys because we love you guys. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, you can go to loulombardirocks.com to get all the info about that. Shout out to Wolf's Customs. Get yourself a custom paint job on that guitar or those drums or that bass or whatever you got there on your swinette, your ukulele. Go to Wolf's Customs online. Rock Rage Radio. Guys, we love you, man. Thank you so much. We have such a great audience because of you guys.
Yeah, man. He'll holograph your kazoo.
And holograph your kazoo. And anything you guys want to mention? Last words from Keith or Lily?
Thursday night, Holics with Lily 6 p.m. Eastern. Get the app for free on your phone or go to rockrageradio.com.
I want to give a shout out to our friend, Bill Damiano. Check out his podcast, Build the Scene. It's everywhere. It's a great rock podcast. He does great interviews. Unlike us, he's not long-winded and like full of himself. He just does short interviews with people. You know, he doesn't go on and on like we do. So check him out.
We great can change dude. That, Bill. Have me on your show. I'll change that whole freaking criteria right there, pal.
We're going to
get
Bill.
I'll talk about myself for 2 hours at least.
We're going to get Bill on. Maybe we'll do him next week. So
there you go.
Keith, any closing comments?
Don't let your meatloaf. I don't know. Nothing.
All right, guys. Have a great week. We'll catch you on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. This is Blind Stone. Take care, guys.
Talk back, try to hit where it hurts. Call you sick when you're real.